Sri Lanka's Tamil Tiger rebels said 45 civilians were killed and 125 hurt today when army artillery fire hit a camp for internally displaced people. The military has yet to confirm the rebel claims. Yehan Pereira is director of the Sri Lankan Peace Council. He says that as renewed civil war deepens, the contested Jaffna Peninsula area is becoming increasingly isolated, making it hard to verify casualty claims.
We are getting mixed messages. The violence that is taking place has come as something of a surprise, because we also get reports that about the government, you know, signing agreements with the opposition to work towards peace. Government recently, 2 days ago, appointed a high-level committee of inquiry into human rights violations and with international observers. So that type of action makes us believe, yes, the government wants to de-escalate, wants to move in the direction of a more humane and non-military approach to the problem. And yet, then on the other hand, we then get a report saying that the Air Force has gone and bombed Kilinochi and a hospital has been affected in some way. And now we hear that they have bombed Wakare and a lot of people have died. But the overall message that I get from all this is that the two sides want to use their respective militaries to attack and weaken the others.